face in snow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. She is a gal old as I was.
Oh.
And these little old boys. And of course she'd wash their face.
Mm-hmm.
This little brother of mine, he got him from snow and just got her right up in front of her and took it in her face. And she just made her mad and she just grabbed him and just beat the hell out of
him.
Oh. I just run in and told her to cut that out. And she
about
spit me and I kicked her ass every way she could go to get her in school out. And she run in there screaming, telling them to take me off of her. And then when she lived in that bad house over that hill over on, and we lived down there, and my teacher wouldn't let me get to her, then they got out. And I cut across the field, tried to hit her over there. And I mean, you talk about one going through that land racehorse, couldn't it?
Oh, brother. So you never did catch her?
I never did catch her, but she left you.
They moved.
She
did? Oh, they did?
Huh?
Oh, just tell me, really, just tell me. Now, when you were a boy, how many boys did you whip?
Just we fought every time we went to school.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't reckon I ever went to school with a male boy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'll tell you what I got into. Went to Danville.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to school over there, and I had an old cousin up there. Then they found out he wasn't fighting there. Danville just run over him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally told him, I said, hell, you all know he won't fight. Why do you want to jump on him all the time?
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, why don't you do it? I said, I'm ready.
Yes.
I always liked to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought you do whenever they find you want to. You don't have to do so much of it.
Oh, yeah.
If they find out your car, they'll run you off.
Yeah.
I remember. I tell you, when you have to go in the back and the bank robber's in there,
you can't be too afraid, can you?
No, you've got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember one time, bank robber in the bank of Dan. He got in there and the people got down there, he's waiting till they open up and make them open the safe.
Mm-hmm.
And some people saw him in there. They got me word that there's a man in there that had a sack over his head. When they get down there quick as a foot, those men deputies run down there and we had their guns. He couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
He's waiting for him to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
We went in there and he had a sack. Of course, we had to get our guns on him and then tell him to get him up right quick. Before he could get his up. We got him, brother Matthew. But he was just waiting for somebody to come in and make him open.
Mm-hmm.
Open up the bank.
Mm-hmm.
He had on a big old paper sack over it. Down over his head, and his face got after his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He had a twin brother that was just as you couldn't tell him, I wouldn't have known him. And if he'd ever got out of there and got to where you see that brother, and then that brother, they both denied being there.
Mm-hmm.